Please leave your message.
Hi. Good morning. Actually, it's already noon, but, whatever. I know that it's so weird that I'm leaving you a voicemail instead of just asking to meet up. But if I call you right now to meet up, to explain and say what I want to say, I feel like I'll just melt into you once again. I'll take one look at you and decide differently. I'll look into those beautiful eyes, that charming smile, and I'll just be lost all over again. I'll hear your laugh, and suddenly I want to stay there with you. You know, I'll eat my own words and take everything back, and I wouldn't want to leave. So I'll just leave you this stupid voicemail to listen to. That way I won't have to look you in the eye or hear your voice, and I'll be able to say what I want to say. There's no easy way to say this, and I can't break this to you as gently as I would like to, so I'll just say it. I'm sure you've already noticed how distant I've gotten and how sparingly I reply back to your texts, and even when I do reply, I don't do it with the same enthusiasm as I had before. You know, like when you'd ask to hang out or just chill at a coffee shop, maybe have a few drinks here and there, I'd always say I'm busy. I avoid your questions and lie through my teeth. I'll make up some kind of excuse to explain why I've been so busy, even when I'm not. Ugh, fuck, why is this so difficult to do? I really don't want to do this. It hurts me to do this. But I know I have to. I have to do this. Trust me, I did not want it to come to this. I wanted to keep talking to you, you know, spend more time with you, and learn more about you. You have this warmth to you that just made it so easy for me to talk to you. You made it so effortless, and it made me want to stay with you no matter what. I never wanted to be separated from it. But if I keep doing that and, you know, keep ignoring my feelings that I'm holding back, it's just going to hurt more. You're probably so lost right now, aren't you? You have no idea what I'm talking about. I wouldn't hold it against you. All of this just came out of the blue, much like how you came into my life. The truth is, I have feelings for you. And I know that sounds so stupid right now. You know, I always went on and on about how feelings are gross and disgusting, and here I am confessing to you over a stupid fucking voicemail. But I know I also said that having feelings is okay. I shouldn't be ashamed of them. It's natural how the world turns and all, so here I am, hoping that you'd somehow listen. No, I need you to listen. Okay, there's seriously no reason for me to be so nervous right now, but I think I feel this way because I know you don't feel the same. all people, I should know that. I mean, for fuck's sake, I became your therapist, right? Now, don't get me wrong, I want you to rant and vent to me as much as you want. You know, it gives me reassurance that you trust me enough to open up about your deepest fears and thoughts. But then you mentioned her, and you never stopped. I should have seen it coming, honestly. I should have known that you weren't completely over her. But for some reason, I kept hoping that you were. You know, maybe it was to ease my mind, to somehow tell myself that maybe, just maybe, I'd have a chance with you. But unfortunately, that's not the case. I'd do anything just for things to go back the way it was. You know, when we shamelessly flirted back and forth with each other, when we'd message each other without worrying when the next text would come. When we spend time in each other's company without frantically trying to come up with conversation topics. Not having to worry about feelings getting involved. Because there's nothing between us. We're just friends. Friends don't have feelings for each other. Not feelings like that, anyway. But I blame myself, you know, because I'm the dumbass who fell for you when we were just playing around. How fucking ridiculous. Why did my feelings have to get in the way? That's so fucking stupid. Every day I wake up and I wonder, why, out of all the people in the world, why did it have to be you? Why'd I have to have feelings for someone who clearly isn't ready for someone else? And it fucking sucks. It sucks pretending that I'm alright whenever you mention her name. It sucks pretending that it doesn't hurt me when all you think and talk about is her. It hurts when you mention how much happier you were then and how you're struggling to be happy now. And it hurts to see that while I'm here loving you, you're still loving her. But it doesn't seem right, you know. It doesn't feel right to complain. Like, I don't have the right to feel this way. I should let you feel what you want to feel, and I shouldn't be invalidating your feelings. But then you'd call or text. You'd ask to hang out, and suddenly, I'd forget all that pain. You'd ask how my day went, and crack a joke, and I would fall for you all over again. You know, the sad, broken person who'd come to me crying because of those bittersweet memories, that person is gone. And suddenly, you're that cheerful and happy person I first met. And you're smiling from ear to ear, telling me about your day. And I want to do the same. I would love to tell you that my day went well, that I'm all right, that I didn't feel sad at all. But I'm a bad liar, and you would see right through me. You have no idea how many times I wanted to break my silence and tell you everything. I've wanted to tell you several times how I really feel. I want to tell you that I'm not all right. That I do feel sad. But if I do say that, I'd have to tell you why. And that wouldn't be fair to you. Because the reason I feel sad these days is you. I'm sad because of you. But I can't exactly tell you that, can I? It'll only make you sad, and I do not want that. You did nothing wrong. I was just naive, imagining myself as your savior. The one who'd save you from all your misery and sadness. The one who'd take away all the pain and those bittersweet memories. The one who'd eventually help you get over her. But the world doesn't work like that. You're still hung up on her, and no matter how much you try to convince yourself that you're not, you still are. And I hate it. I hate that I want you. I hate that the first thing I do in the morning is check my phone to see if you messaged. And I hate that I check my phone various times throughout the day to see if you've messaged, if you've even thought of me. And I hate that I feel so disappointed when that doesn't happen. I hate how my happiness depends on you. I hate that when I'm feeling frustrated, a simple message from you would make my day. That whenever I hear your voice, suddenly I feel like I can conquer the world. I hate that 3 a.m. comes along and all I think about is you, while you think about her. I hate the fact that I cried for you. I cried because of you. But I'm not going to do that to myself. Not anymore. So, right now, I choose to go away. Right now, I'm choosing myself. I'm going to cut off all connection with you because I know that if I stay, my feelings would just get stronger and I wouldn't be able to move on. So I'm going to try stopping them now. I don't want to go away. I really don't. But I know I have to. Don't worry, this is not the end. At least, that's what I'm hoping for, anyway. Maybe one day we'll meet again when you're not so broken and I'm not so jealous. Maybe one day we'll be right for each other and it won't be so hard for you to love me. I really hope that one day we'll reconnect because no one has ever caught my heart in quite the same way. Maybe we'll find each other again and everything will just fall into place. but that day isn't today. Today, you're too broken and I'm too jealous. Today, we don't quite work out, and as much as I care for you, I can't keep pretending that we do work out. I've built up such a fantasy of you and me in my head, even when I know that reality has a different path for us. I tried to think positively, you know, maybe everything will turn out okay. Maybe if, by some miracle, you'll finally look at me the same way I look at you. But I can't keep pretending that everything is alright when it's not. I'd love to be there for you whenever you're having those thoughts, to hear your frustrations and rants. I would love to comfort you and offer you a shoulder to lean on. I'll sit there with you, reassure you, say a few words that will hopefully make the pain go away. I want you to be okay again. I want you to feel better again, to feel ready to let someone else be a part of your life without worrying about those that left you behind. Yeah, I would wish that it was me hurting instead, but I realize that I am hurting too. I'm hurting because while you're there wanting her, I want you. But I can't have you, so how can I be so selfish to insert myself into your life when you're hurting like this? How can I tell you how I feel when you're feeling this way for someone else? It's too selfish of me to do that. You know, I can't do that to you. I can't force you to move on that quickly either. Instead, I just sit there with you, keep you company while you lay out everything to me. And it hurts. It hurts every time you recall a time when you were truly happy. It hurts every time you tell me you're not happy right now. And it's made me question everything. If you were even happy in those times that we spent together. It made me wonder if it was all a lie. Were you smiling and laughing just for the sake of it? It made me wonder if you genuinely enjoyed my company, if you even wanted it, or if you only spent time with me because I was the one available at the time. You have no idea how many times I wished that I just stopped thinking about you. And maybe it is my fault for getting attached so quickly. But I thought about it, you know? I asked myself, should I just wait? Because maybe if I wait long enough, maybe then you'll learn to eventually forget about her. Maybe if I stay for longer, maybe then you'd see me. Maybe you'll realize that I'm here. That I've always been here by your side. I was so ready to risk it all. You know, I figured that all that waiting would be worth it because the person I'm waiting for is you. But then hours turned to days, days turned to weeks, weeks into months, and I got tired. It was the same old thing every single time. We're stuck in the same routine of me asking you why you're sad and you always being sad because of her. I became the person you rely on when it's 3 a.m. and you're heartbroken. And obviously there's nothing wrong with that. As I said, I love being the person you rely on. But I'm not going to let myself wait for you for years. I refuse to be that person. I refuse to associate my happiness with someone else. Because quite frankly, I deserve better. It's such a cruel fate, don't you think? You're heartbroken, and I'm the one who fell in love with someone heartbroken. But I cannot take it anymore. I can't keep pretending that I don't feel hurt whenever you mention her. Because I have my limits too. So I'll stare at you from a distance because I know I can't have you. And I'll hope that one day, when I look in your eyes, I'll see love. Not for someone else, but love for me. One day, I hope that when you smile, it's because of me. That as you go about your day and suddenly flash that charming smile, it's because you thought of me. But those things, they feel too far-fetched right now. They all seem like dreams. Things that don't happen when my eyes are open. I'm sick of always being the backup plan, the second choice, the one you run to when there's no one else to run to. I'm sick of always being the one to take care of others. I'm not doing this to be mean, so please don't ever think that. I want to take care of myself, too. I've spent all this time taking care of others that I forgot to take care of myself. I've pushed my self-worth down as far as it could go because I believed a miracle would happen between the two of us. But I refuse to push it down any further or any longer. I'm going to miss you. I'm really, really gonna miss you. I'll miss your stories and how you'd go into detail just so I could understand. Even if that meant repeating it over and over again. I'll miss your smile, the way your shoulder would just casually bump into mine while we were walking side by side. I'll miss the way your eyes would light up when you talk about the things that you love. I'll miss your voice. I'll miss your laugh when you make those stupid jokes. Your humor. How fucking dry you are. And yet, despite how stupid they are, and how stupid you are, I still love them. I still love you. Fuck, I said it. Oh god, I fucking said it. Promised myself that I would never say those words. At least, not right now. Oh, but I won't take that back. I won't. As much as I would love to say that I don't love you, I do love you. I love you so much that it's frustrating because I know that you don't. I spent late nights thinking about you, and every night when I eventually fall asleep, I dream of you. My dreams are infiltrated with a thought of you. I'd wish that they never end, but I think it's finally time to wake up, you know. I need to accept that I don't have a chance with you. I don't want to lose you, but if it means saving myself from all the pain that I had experienced later on, then I would rather lose you than lose myself. So, this time, I'm saying goodbye. This time, I'm letting you go. It's so silly to say that because I don't think I ever had you. I treasure those moments we had together. I will carry them in my heart until I'm strong enough to let go of those memories too. But I think it's time. So, I'm saying goodbye. But maybe one day I won't have to.